اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. This is Habibullah Fazizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by
IRIB.
Great, IRIB English Radio, English Radio, yes.
And with the collaboration of Xavier International Schools
Network. And also the students of Xavier International School, yes?
Especially Minhal.
Yes, especially Minhal. Okay. So as you have been with us during these sessions, Alhamdulillah, we really give thanks to you that you have been following us and listening to all our sessions. Inshallah, I hope that you have learned something, and also our dear students, that we see really they have learned. Alhamdulillah, they have improved. Now they can read the Holy Quran. The reading of the Quran is good with them, okay? And they enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy learning Quran?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. I hope everyone enjoys, and I hope everyone learns it well. So, today, inshallah, we will continue our lessons. Actually, we have a new lesson, okay, that we will be talking about the different characteristics and attributes of letters, okay? So, remember that whenever you want to recite the Holy Quran, you have to pay attention to the attributes of the letters, okay? Because some of the letters are differently pronounced. Okay? So from like these sessions that we had been learning, okay, we had been practicing the Quran, we didn't pay attention to these characteristics, okay? These attributes.
Okay.
So two of the attributes we are going to learn today, one of them is called, in Arabic we say, Sifatul Isti'la, and the other one is called Sifatul Istifal.
Istifal.
Okay, so Sifatul Isti'la, in English we say the attribute of or the characteristic of elevation. You know what does elevation mean? Huh?
No.
No? Okay, so elevation means like someone wants, okay, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. This is called elevation, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah? Sure. For example, you are stepping on the stairs, yeah? As you step, okay, you go higher and higher and higher.
And you want to just go up.
Let me tell you a very good hadith, okay? And enjoy it, okay? In the Qiyamah, okay, in the day of resurrection, okay? When it happens, then inshallah you will go to the heaven, okay? Jannah, inshallah. And in Jannah, okay, if you want to get elevated, if you want to get higher ranks,
you should read the Quran in memorization.
Yeah, I've heard it says it, yeah, اقرأ وارقع. It means recite the Quran, get in a higher position, get in a much higher position. So learning Quran is very good. Here, learn it, okay? If you don't know the Quran here, how can you recite it in the heavens? Yes? Even you will not go to the heavens. Well, you?
Who will say Azan in the heavens?
Oh, that will be Minhal Hussein, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. The Azan announcer will be Minhal Hussein. Right?
Me?
Or Mahdi.
No,
have you ever announced Adhan?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time in Pakistan.
Okay, mashallah. In Iran as well, inshallah, do it, okay? In every country around the world, okay, go recite, say one Adhan, okay? So I know.
Plenty of Adhan.
Mashallah, may Allah accept. Inshallah, in the Qiyamah, okay, in the day of resurrection as well, inshallah, you will recite Adhan, okay? So, sifatul isti'la, as we say, it means
isti'la.
The attribute or the characteristic of elevation. Okay? Elevation. Wanting a higher position, okay? Trying to get into a higher position. What does it mean, really?
It means like...
Like what?
The alphabet to get in a higher position.
Okay. How?
We should pronounce like, them.
Oh, yeah, it is about pronunciation. Great.
Correctly.
It's about
and
pronunciation.
It's difficult.
Okay,
the pronunciation is difficult.
Yeah. So, no. I mean, like, you see, sometimes you pronounce, you if you open your mouth, it opens in two ways. Either vertically, up and down, or horizontally. Yes? Left to right. Do it now.
Scene.
Yeah. Scene. If you say scene, the letter scene. Scene.
It will open scene. Horizontally.
Horizontally, yeah. Left scene. To right, yes? Okay. Everyone, scene.
Scene.
You see that it is
scene.
The mouth, the lips, okay, open left to right, right? But if you say, for example, hua.
Hua. Hua.
So it does not, yeah, vertically, it opens vertically.
Hua.
Understood? Hua. Yes? So, look, elevation here with the letters, it means this. When you pronounce them, your tongue, okay, just goes up. Ho. Look. Ho. And your lips open. Ho. Open.
Vertically.
Vertically. Up and up to down, yes? Understood?
No, it doesn't. My tongue doesn't go up.
Oh, maybe it has a problem. Okay. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, sifatul isti'la is this. When you pronounce them, okay, your lips open vertically. So, all the letters have this kind of attribute or no?
No.
No, not all.
There are some letters, okay? How many letters are there that have this attribute?
Around 14.
14? How many do you think?
16.
How many do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know?
9.
9?
10.
Guess 10. So.
Who is the correct?
No one.
No.
No one is the correct.
Who was near?
Seven.
Seven. Great. He is correct now.
Then I was
seven.
Near.
Yeah. The number. Yeah.
Seven.
Okay. So, seven letters are there, okay? That whenever you pronounce them, actually it's different. Look, when we say we pronounce them and say our mouth open, okay, vertically, it means these letters should have fatha. Remember. This letter should have fatha or dhamma. Okay? It becomes very clear when it has a fatha. Okay? When it has a fatha. And also remember, when it has sukoon, but before it has fatha. Fatha or dhamma itself has sukoon. And also, okay, when the letter itself has fatha. Okay? Seven letters are there. Okay? So, these letters, remember. Sad.
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 Dod.
Dod.
Okay? Ayn. Brother of Sad, yes?
Ayn.
Ayn. Ayn.
Ayn.
Ayn. Ayn. Ghain.
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 Qaf.
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 Ra.
Ra.
Kha.
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 And?
Ba.
Ta.
Ta.
And?
Za.
La. Okay. How many letters?
Seven.
Seven.
75.
Nine.
So, one ten. Of them.
Qa.
Qa. Next one, Mahdi.
Fa.
Fa, no.
No, da, da,
da. Da, da. Okay, la.
Da.
Da.
Sa.
Sad.
Sad. Da.
Okay. Dad.
Dad.
Fa.
Ghain.
And ghain. So, let's count them. Qa.
خ
صاد
صاد
طاد
طاد
اها طا
طا
ظا
ظا
قاف
قاف
and
را
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 okay how many letters غين is as well there right
غين
غين غين eight letters okay
eight letters yeah. I was the closest and he
huh
No, it's 8.
No, but
eight.
I say 7.
It's
8. So, Ra is as well here, okay? Ra. But look, if you look in the books, okay, Quran books, okay, they will not write, some of them will not write Ra. Because they will say Ra has another attribute which is called Tafkhim, heavy. Okay, you pronounce them heavily. And that's Ra. That's again the same as Isti'la, okay? The attribute of Isti'la. So, now I will give some examples. So let's try to read them, okay? So everyone say Sad with Fatha.
Sa.
Now with Alif.
Sa.
Now Dad with Fatha.
Da.
Da. Now with with Alif now.
Da.
Yes. Da. Okay, now Ta with Fatha.
Ta.
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 Yes, now Ta with Alif.
Ta.
Now Ta with La. Sorry, La with Fatha.
La.
La. And with Alif.
La.
That's great. Okay, Ghain.
Ra.
Ra. Now with Alif.
Ra.
Ra. Don't say Ra. Open your mouth, okay? Ra. Your mouth should open vertically.
Ra. Ra.
Okay, now say Kha.
Kha.
So after this, whenever you see in the Quran, don't say Kha. For example, we have خالدين فيها. How do you say?
خالدين
فيها. Kha. Don't say خالدين.
Kha.
That is خالدين, okay?
It's one
قمري. Yeah, one قمري. So, guys. So remember these 7 letters, okay?
Okay.
Eight. How many letters?
Eight.
Seven.
Eight letters. Eight letters. Okay. Or Ra is as well there, okay? So let's say them once again. Ra.
Ra.
Oh, the first one. Kha.
Kha.
Ra.
Ra.
Sad.
Sad.
Dad.
Dad.
Ghain.
Ghain.
Ta.
Ta.
La.
La.
And
Ra.
Qaf.
No, so there's 9.
Qaf. No, no, 8.
How are you counting?
Okay. So once again. Once again, how many letters? Once again. Dear Muslim eight. Brothers and sisters, if you can take notes, that's very good, okay? So you should remember them.
Okay, give me
a pencil. Inshallah, we'll go to the Quran as well, okay? And we will practice them. Then you will not forget them, okay? So let's say the letters again.
Ra.
Ra. Ra. Sad. Dad. Ta. Va. Ghain and
Qaf.
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 So, let's read. okay. So, let's read some words now, okay? Some words I want to read. So, you have to practice after me.
Okay.
So, خلق.
خلق.
So, remember that. Let me tell you the istifal attribute as well, okay? Istifal means lowering. You know lowering?
Oh, getting
bringing down.
Down.
You don't need to pronounce it like khwa. You see?
Like one is getting up from stairs, a banana comes and it falls down.
Oh, very good.
I've done that.
You are. You are.
So, okay.
It happened to me.
Remember, hey, these 8 letters that they have isti'la attribute, yes? What was isti'la? Elevation attribute, okay? They want to get elevated.
The elevation.
Promotion. Yes?
The elevator. The elevator, is it?
Yeah, elevator. Have you seen elevator?
Yeah.
Elevator means it takes you up, yeah?
Yeah.
You go to the elevator?
Yes, I go in one every day.
Mashallah.
Sir,
you have had experience, yeah?
Sir, I live in a hotel.
Okay, great.
Yeah?
Yes. What? So he gets the elevator every day. He gets elevated by elevator.
Yes, that's why I was late.
Me too.
So he has to know. He has to know the elevation attribute. Okay. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will get back. Okay, no, let's take a break. Inshallah, we will get back. So, inshallah, we'll get back safe. To get back safe and healthy. Okay.
After 1 week.
Let's recite a salawat, everyone.
Yeah. Goodbye to 1 week.
Allah.
Salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
I really give thanks to. So we all have to give thanks. Yes.
Yeah.
We all have to give thanks to.
We all give thanks to.
IIB.
English Radio
and
my comparable
network.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Inshallah. Thanks for holding this kind of sessions. Inshallah. Okay, let's recite a salawat, everyone. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن